Come on, she wants you to say,
then,
come on,
then
come on.
And then I can get you over there, too. Then
well, I think it's a good idea, because he remembers, because he was born here, too, you know.
Yeah, you were born. Well, would you mind asking how old you are? See,
I'm 30.
You're 30, yeah. We get a nice contrast.
He's fresh grown.
I guess you would call him a student of history.
Oh, you are?
That's what he... But he knows what he's talking about, because he's heard his daddy, and his daddy knew all of that thing.
I used to, I still do, collect Indian artifacts and things like that. I got interested in it right across the field over here where some of my dad's folks lived over there. There's an Indian mound there. Of course, all this part of the country is Indian mound. And I, you hear all these wild tales that I've heard from Daddy about how things used to be around here, and it just grows nice.
They weren't wild, they were true.
I've got a wild hair one of these days. I'm completed. Mother's always talking about these projects that they have for these club meetings and what have you. Mm-hmm. And I want to have this project that I want to make a yearbook, not necessarily a yearbook, but a book. And about a half jack of all trades and master of none. And one of them is photography. And I want to go around using the garden club, which is a lot of these old geezers in it. And, it's hard to get people's confidence enough to let you into their attic is what it amounts to. And I want to go around with a photography equipment and copy old pictures.
Of things a long time back.
Well, I'm gonna do it eventually. I'm still working towards it. I've got a friend he kind of wants to assist me in it, and for no pay necessarily. But what I want to do is work it into a book, and roughly I've got it drawn up into three sections now. Is personalities of people, and then another section on like landscape and what have you, and then a third section on business and what things of this nature. Then of course. You have a tremendous amount of problem with things of this nature as far as who would you put in, who you take out, but just more or less make an alphabetical list of people and the society that lived here for so many years from really to World War II, that was kind of stagnant, nobody moved in, nobody moved out.
We had lost the town.
Oh, well, I was really interested in that. I was going to ask you about how the Bible had changed. Like when you said you came here in 1907, I think you said there were 2,500.
And the book says 2,500, and I wouldn't have known. But
wondering about how it had gone like
at
that.
At one time, you knew everybody knew everybody.
But even now, you can remember that.
Oh, yeah.
There wasn't.
Have you always lived in Bible?
Oh, yeah.
And at one time, you knew everybody here.
There wasn't about 530 people here.
When the base
here
came
here,
see. When the base came back, see, during World War II, that's kind of a scramble period anyway. But then when the base went out, everybody, all the strangers, I guess you'd call them, that came, they all left.
Just
a
left
few
the
people,
folks.
And it left the home folks and the people who married home folks. Mm-hmm. All right. And then for a long time, up until about, 57, 58, 59, then they started, new faces started appearing. Mm-hmm. And, like when I was in school, I knew everybody in school and knew their folks. Mm-hmm. And now you wouldn't know.
Now, when you were going to school here, about how many were in school with you, for example?
Well, when I graduated, my class was 123.
Isn't that marvelous?
From your high school graduate class, what?
61.
61. Yeah. It doesn't sound very long ago to me, because I graduated 64, so 61 doesn't sound very long.
But I thought it'd be a good price. It's hard to, there's been some, I call it romanticized versions of history wrote about this part of the country.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what it is, because, hard facts of history just, it's easy to say, well, what a nice guy Mr. Wilson was and what a nice guy these other folks were. When in actual reality, the reason he was so domineering, because a lot of